Well, you just say, if I may, just to sum it up, we came here today not expecting for any of you people to be here, to be honest. I think that's right, isn't it, Paul, more or less? But the fact you've been here, Terry, has allowed us to speak to you, listen to you, which we never get the chance to do. Meetings that have been here before have been for the supporters clubs and all the rest of it. The ordinary fan on the terrace never gets his chance, and I thank you very much, to be honest, speaking to us and speaking to us honestly.
Communication is the key to move this club forward.
Yeah. And if these little meetings could be had on a regular basis invited fan. I remember a meeting I wanted to come to once when you had to put your question in before the meeting so that it could be vetted.
I didn't bother to come, but you get a lot of really serious idiots.
Yeah, I know that. You only got to look on Facebook and see some of the idiots are about, you know.
I can tell you, and I always say it, you've got one of the best chairmen in the country. I'm telling you. And I've been up in a chairman myself. I'm not in his league. I never was. And he's honest. He works here for nothing. I don't want to say because it's nothing. He's honoured in the Football League. He's honoured in the football community. And for some bloody idiot to come and F and blind at a meeting would be a disgrace.
Right. So totally agree.
You've got to watch out.
Like I
said earlier, you've got to nominate your representative and arrange for that person who would...
They'll be able to filter out the people that are idiots.
Represent the fans, but do it in a logical...
if we thought we would have been listened to, that would be fantastic.
Okay, can we draw to...
I'd just like to say quickly though, Norman.
Yeah.
Very good to... boost up your chairman.
I'm not boosting him up. No, quite right.
I'd just like to say as well that you've also got the most loyal supporters in the country as well.
Yes, I'm all with you.
That's why everybody's here.
But Chris said about MK Dons. MK Dons got plenty of money. It was built, Milton Keynes, isn't it? They paid about £500,000 to Wimbledon to go there. So their council paid £500,000 for Wimbledon so they could get in and have a league team. They got that league team, and then with the strength of that, they passed. If you've been to MK Dons, it's fantastic. All round it is a great development, which where all the money comes from to run MK Dons. Mm. Now we're not in the league of MK Dons because it's an unbelievable place, but we are sort of a second division in for our capabilities. But without a development, with some money coming in, you can never sustain it on 3,000 and 4,000 people. It can't, you know, it just can't be done. We struggle. And with Christ that we've struggled and we've won. It's been fantastic. I mean, I the year in the championship, I just could never believe it. And I'll never forget that, and I thank everybody. But to sustain it, that development is the most important thing to this club's future. Honestly. No fiddly deals or anything like that. I'm saying to get that, to get the money to go in the football club, to go in the facilities for all you all, for the best team, you've got it forever like MK Dons. I can't stress it enough. And if everybody... we've got to work towards that so the club can progress. Otherwise, you're going to be here with 40,000 people in 10 years' time.
Okay, thanks for that, Noel.
I've got a long way to go.
We've only started the dialogue. I'm hoping to be able to talk about the financial aspects, if we haven't covered that this evening, maybe in a week's time or a couple of weeks' time, because that needs to be talked about. I would suggest that it's been a success this evening from the point of view that we've met one another. From supporters, we're all supporters, the lot of us, by directors, some of them have been serving the club longer than myself for 30 plus years, and basically we do it for the club and for you, the supporters, and you know, if you can communicate what you said, Paul, etc., and we meet regularly, we're in the powerhouse now, this is actually the boardroom, and you know, you can see it's not over decorated, but so you know, we are anxious to make sure that at least the things you spoke about this evening are dealt with. And I thank Terry and Darren for being open and honest. And, you know, I'm wishing them every success because you never say never in football. And, you know, I signed Terry in the first place and Darren, but I remember signing Terry, and he's a guy that is, you know, he's totally straight He knows what he's doing. He's totally professional. And he's never, ever come to me for a pay rise. Never asked for a pay rise.
Might you know. It's
not, and that's not to say we've taken the cheapest option, because we haven't. We know what we're dealing with. You see the quality. You know, you don't see it on day-to-day here, what I see. And you know, if you had Martin O'Neill here, you'd see him once a month if you're lucky. He'll pick his money up and he'll go for the top money, and there's no input to the club. This is a club, not what's been into the last few years, a single team. It's a club that we've got to develop and get that spirit. So thank you very much, and hope that it's been of useful to you. Absolutely. Don't get yourselves into trouble when you get home with the wife or the other partner. And we'll see you again.
Not that long time ago.
All right. Yeah, I've seen you. Yeah. I see you.